I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. French Dispatch, Wes Anderson's new movie, described as a love letter to journalists set in an outpost of an American newspaper in a fictional 20th century French city, brings to life a collection of stories published in the French Dispatch magazine. Is there any truth to this? Was there such a magazine, or is this all fiction?
Well, it's a bygone era when big newspapers had foreign offices, so that much is true. But no, this little Kansas paper that it's based upon did not have a French office.
And it's just like a series of vignettes, a lot of big people in this. Anderson wrote and directed and wrote the screenplay. One of the other writers is Roman Coppola, who was involved with Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs animated film, which is very different. If you see the trailer, it's sort of interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to coin a phrase here, Andersonian. You know, you hear about Lynchian and things like that, but Wes Anderson has become his own brand. You know what you're getting into when you go to one of his movies. The problem is now it's almost like you have to see a bunch of Wes Anderson movies to understand the movie, and it's got an amazing cast, but the thing is he never drops an actor. So every movie he does, he's got to find something for Owen Wilson to do and something for Bill Murray to do, and it's kind of like akin, I think, to going to a Wes Anderson museum. You know, it's beautiful, it's wonderfully shot, it's got great performances, great dialogue, but it's kind of overwhelming in a way.
Big time cast, like I said, Benicio del Toro, Adrian Brody, Tilda Swinton, Francis McDormand, Timothy Chalamet, sort of a hot thing now. I saw Ed Norton in the trailer, Bill Murray, Henry Winkler, Owen Wilson, an amazing cast.
That's part of the fun, is what are these characters that are long staples of Wes Anderson movies going to do this time around?
Sort of like a roller coaster ride his movies are.
In fact, that's a good metaphor. If you've seen the Grand Budapest Hotel, there's a great shot that's sort of this downhill race kind of thing, and I imagine he's fallen in love with the chase scene. I imagine that there's one in this movie as well.
And just to kind of wrap up, sort of an ode to journalism in the past, perhaps?
It is. It's billed as this sort of collection of the greatest journalists assembled forever. And so they each have their own spin and methodology. And Jeffrey Wright, by the way, is the narrator here. I think he's probably going to get a supporting actor nod.